Updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. A winter storm watch begins at 3 p.m. tomorrow afternoon and remains in effect until noon Friday. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today with a high of 34. Southwesterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. 3 to 5 inches of snow tomorrow through Friday. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, it's 30 degrees.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. The fentanyl crisis in Kansas is growing exponentially, and the Kansas Bureau of Investigations told the State Board of Education that they can no longer prosecute their way out of the fentanyl epidemic. They have to educate their way out. Jennifer Ebert is a mother who lost her son to fentanyl poisoning and has now become a community health educator. Here's what she had to say to the board.
I have four children, and we did not talk about that. We talked about everything else, but never did I tell my kids one pill could end your life in a matter of minutes.
Kansas Bureau of Investigations Director Tony Mativi also spoke with Cake News.
We in law enforcement are devoting tremendous effort to targeting our enforcement against fentanyl distribution, but we will never be able to enforce our way out of this problem. We have to educate. We have to raise public awareness. We have to do everything that we can do to decrease the demand for this drug.
Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Have you noticed that the number of box stores that sell bed mattresses is dwindling? There's a reason why people that dip their toes into the water of bed mattresses end up buying at Derby Mattress of Derby. Lower everyday prices that beat the box store sales prices every day. Also, Derby Mattress is the only store in town that has natural organic latex with no man-made foams, as well as two-sided mattresses. For everyday low prices, go to Derby Mattress at 105 South Baltimore in Derby today.
U.S. Representative Jake LaTurner from Kansas's 2nd District said that the federal government should investigate a company that is planning to locate $94.7 million in manufacturing in Johnson County for potentially subversive ties to the Chinese government's campaign to access U.S. supply chains in proximity to the military installations. LaTurner is asking the Biden administration to examine the C Nanotechnology USA Corporation, who has announced plans for a 330,000 square foot facility to make liquid conductive paste used in power tools, cell phones, and vehicle batteries. Congressman LaTurner believes that the corporation is a wolf in sheep's clothing. CNano's president, Sean Montgomery, said that the company is proud to bring cutting-edge technology, investment dollars, and most importantly, jobs to the region. In other news, Kansas lawmakers have made their focus on tax cuts, being that Governor Laura Kelly vetoed their tax plan last year, but here's what Senate President Ty Masterson had to say.
That just means we have to go talk to other people. There are Democrats that are willing to have conversations around that. So it's just, can we get to a compromise in the end?
As a business owner, you work hard to make a profit. Earning a living and supporting your family is always on your mind. At Blue Valley Insurance, we can help you lower your business expenses by finding the right insurance coverage at the best rate to protect your investments. Our agents have many years of experience handling all types of insurance policies, including commercial insurance. We have offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Put us to work for you, Blue Valley Insurance.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. Governor of Nebraska Jim Pillen says that he is completely and 100% committed to a 40% tax cut on property in 2024, but is giving few details on the plan to get there. Here's what he had to say, courtesy of KETV.
I'm committed. I'm all in. This problem has to be solved. Just stopping property taxes is not acceptable. We have to have dramatic reduction. We have to broaden the tax base to be able to get to be able to have dollars to get down to $3 billion in property tax relief. And from my seat, everything's on the table.
The Nebraska Farm Bureau said that the governor is heading in the right direction, while Americans for Prosperity said that Nebraskans deserve true tax reform, not just a tax shift. Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
It's truck season and time to make your truck work for you, whether you're tailgating, hunting, hauling, or cruising. Toppers Plus Truck Accessories will get you truck season ready. Rhino Linings is the leader in sprayed-on truck bed liners, and Toppers Plus is your Rhino dealer. Rhino truck bed liners outperform all plastic drop-in rubber mats and paint-like coatings. They won't crack, peel, or warp, and include a nationwide lifetime warranty. Nothing beats a Rhino. Call 942-2864 or visit toppersplusks.com.
Make your truck work for you!
Roll into 2024 on a winning streak at First Council Casino and Resort. Plan your getaway for the greatest concerts, events, and gaming all under one roof. More than 30 acts are booked for 2024. Our indoor water park is a hit for the entire family to relax and unwind. Play with your Seven Clans Rewards card and find out why we have the most loyal players. Pile up the points and earn one-of-a-kind VIP experiences, free play, and cash. And yeah, about the cash, Seven Clans paid more than $50 million in jackpots in 2023. It's all right here at Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort. We're the winner. Play Highway 77 in Newkirk.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council meeting Monday approved a contract with CES Group for study of a section of storm sewer from Broadway and U.S. 36 North up 15th Street and approved purchase of chip seal cover for city street projects this year. Marysville Police received approval for a new vehicle and outfit, as well as rifle magnifiers, and reported they're planning a national night out event August 2nd. Mayoral appointments were approved, including Kester Block Advisory Board through 2026, including Rob Peschel, Rory Clark, Nick Wolf, and Sharon Phillips. Airport Advisory Commission through 2025, Randy Brown and Gary Howland reappointments, and Nick Stoll. Dylan Palmer to the Tree Board, Lynn Stoes to the Cemetery Board, and Planning Commission through 2026, Ryan Smith and Frank Stagenborg, extraterritorial member. Public input is being sought in Nemaha County regarding a potential new resolution that would address implementing burn bans during red flag warnings issued by the National Weather Service. That issue will be discussed at the Nemaha County Courthouse Wednesday evening, January 10th, beginning at 7 p.m. County Fire Department leaders and representatives of the Forestry Service have asked the resolution be considered. Again, the meeting opened to the public Wednesday evening at 7 at the courthouse in Seneca. Marysville Public Library is offering a new drop-in program. Crafternoons will meet the second and fourth Thursday each month, beginning this Thursday, noon to 2. Tailored for adults who enjoy crafting and would like socializing with others. Bring your crafts along or they'll have some available. You may also bring a lunch or a drink. For additional details, the Crafternoon is Thursdays, second and fourth Thursday each month from noon to 2. Contact the Marysville Public Library. Marilyn J. Lineweber, age 91, of Frankfort, passed away January 3rd. Celebration of life service will be held at a future date with the Patton Funeral Chapel of Frankfort in charge for Marilyn Lineweber. James Jimmy Messick, age 58, of Marysville, passed away January 2nd. Services pending with Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge for Jimmy Messick. Juanita M. O'Neill, age 59, of Beatty, passed away December 27th. Service to be held at a later date. Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Juanita O'Neill. Trudy L. Reith, age 71, of Washington, passed away December 30th. Massive Christian burial Saturday, January 13th, 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville. Interment in the church cemetery. Christy Andrews Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Trudy Reith. Tracy Swanson Huttner, age 61, of Frankfort, passed away December 19th. Funeral service Saturday, January 13th, 10:30 at the Salem Lutheran Church, Rural Axtell. Burial in the church cemetery. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Tracy Swanson Huttner. Jared J. L. Horman, age 44, of Odell, passed away January 7th. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30, Trinity Lutheran Church, rural Hanover. Visitation Friday, 10 until 9. Family will see friends Friday from 6 until 8 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for J. Horman. Heather J. Wilson, age 46, passed away December 30th. Funeral service Saturday, January 13th, 11 a.m. at the Washington Christian Church.
burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Ward's funeral home in charge of arrangements for Heather Wilson.
Wait, Santa is done, my friends. After Santa's hard work comes the new Wi-Fi hungry connected gadgets. Make sure your router is capable and ready. Let Blue Valley help you kick off the new year on the right foot and upgrade your Wi-Fi experience. Get 2 months free worry-free Wi-Fi and free installation from Blue Valley Technologies. For more details, visit bluevalley.net/promo.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. A winter storm watch will be in effect from late Thursday afternoon until early Friday afternoon. Mostly sunny today with our highs in the mid to upper 30s. Staying partly cloudy overnight with our lows in the lower to mid teens. A chance for some snow showers into Thursday, otherwise cloudy with our highs in the upper teens and lower 30s. And snow showers are likely throughout Thursday night, mostly cloudy with our lows just above zero and in the lower teens. North winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Snow showers possible in Friday, mixing with sunshine with our highs in the single digits and mid teens. Northwest winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Then partly cloudy throughout Friday night with our lows just below zero. Partly sunny skies into Saturday with our highs just above zero and in the lower teens. Northwest winds around 15 and gusting as high as 30. Some flurries possible into Saturday night with our lows just below zero and in the negative teens. Some flurries possible throughout Sunday, cloudy with our highs just above and below zero. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, early January 39, record high on this date 73, the average low 19 and the record low 15 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:47, sunset this evening at 5:22.
Sniffing and sneezing are signs of a cold, but they could also be indoor allergies. A little help in determining the difference today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, January 10th, the 10th day of the year. Rock and Rollers Rod Stewart and Pat Benatar share a birthday today. Think you have a cold coming on, or do you merely have allergy symptoms? Here's how to tell the difference. A cold typically produces discolored mucus. Clear nasal secretions are associated with allergies. Chills and body aches are not typical allergy symptoms. If you have those, you most likely have a cold or the flu. And cold symptoms generally run their course between a week and 10 days. Symptoms lasting longer or more likely from allergies. The number one indoor allergy trigger, by the way, is dust mites. And those are most often found in carpeting, bedding, and high humidity areas like the bathroom. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and sign up for our free newsletter at almanac.com.
Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home is proud of the skill, spirit, and perseverance of the Southern Raiders winter sports teams and will be rooting for the guys and girls at all of the upcoming events. Good luck, athletes, from your friends at Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home, 505 North 9th Street, serving Wymore with dignity. State Bank of Odell is proud to cheer for the awesome Diller Odell Griffins winter sports teams. The fans know the athletes have the dedication and drive to bring home the wins from this week's events. Good luck, athletes, and go for the gold from all your friends and fans at State Bank of Odell, member FDIC. Family Fair is proud of the Falls City Tigers and Sacred Heart Irish High School fall sports teams. A loud cheer is sure to be heard all over the county as the skilled athletes take to the field and court at events this week. From Family Fair in Falls City, formerly known as SunMart. See our website for rewards and digital coupons.
Mid-American Network Sports, I am Felix Johnson. Michigan was able to cap off the perfect season by winning the national championship, beating the Washington Huskies 34-13. Here's what their head coach, Jim Harbaugh, had to say to the media after the game.
Glorious, glorious win. Could not be happier or prouder. Our team, 15-0. Yeah, took on all comers. Last one standing. It's a great feeling. So happy for our players, for our parents, for their grandparents, our coaches, Sharon Moore, Jesse Minner, Jay Harbaugh, the coordinators, the coaches, the staff. Couldn't have had a better game.
Michigan obviously finished first in the AP's final poll for this season, while K-State came in at number 18 and KU at number 23. In other news, the 11-3 K-State Wildcats men's basketball team will be heading to Morgantown to take on the 5-9 West Virginia Mountaineers. The game tips off at 6 p.m. They will also match up with Texas Tech this weekend. Mid-American Network Sports.
Roll into 2024 on a winning streak at First Council Casino and Resort. Claim your getaway for the greatest concerts, events, and gaming all under one roof. More than 30 acts are booked for 2024. Our indoor water park is a hit for the entire family to relax and unwind. Play with your 7 Clams rewards card and find out why we have the most loyal players. Pile up the points and earn one-of-a-kind VIP experiences, free play, and cash. And yeah, about the cash. 7 Clams paid more than $50 million in jackpots in 2023. It's all right here at 7 Clams First Council Casino and Resort. We're the winners. Play Highway 77 in Newkirk.
Burwell Construction has been a trusted name in the roofing business as a local company. Whether you're still trying to get a new roof from storms or have general wear and tear, call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. Burwell Construction will evaluate your roof and work with you from start to finish, even help with any insurance claims. Join the thousands of others and trust your next roof to Burwell Construction. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
It's Burwell, it's Burwell.
Sporting KC was forced to move their April 13th Major League Soccer matchup with Lionel Messi's Inter Miami to Arrowhead Stadium instead of the team's original home, Children's Mercy Park. Arrowhead holds around 76,000 people, while Children's Mercy Park holds around 18,000, and due to the high demand, they will have to be moving the game with tickets starting at $65. The last time something like this happened was when the team played a 2010 exhibition against Manchester United that drew just over 52,000 people. In other news, here's what Chiefs head coach Andy Reid had to say about his team's matchup this Saturday with the Dolphins.
Look for the challenge of playing the Dolphins. Good football team, obviously. They're in the playoffs, and they're fully loaded on both sides of the ball and special teams. Mike has obviously done a nice job with that group, one of the top teams of the league on the offensive side. And defensive side, Vic Fangio has really done a nice job with that group.
Mid-American Network Sports.
Tuesday night basketball games postponed on account of weather forcing school closures. The Mudeckis basketball tournament in Beatrice was postponed for a second day Tuesday and is slated to begin Wednesday afternoon with a modified schedule. Other rescheduled dates have yet to be announced. Some area teams may try to make up games tomorrow night. Stay tuned for details. The Marysville game, scheduled Friday this week, is being moved to Thursday night on account of another winter storm threatening, and the Concordia games from Tuesday with Marysville will be played February 1st. Kansas 8-man All-Star Game selections include Axtell's Grant Bussing, Sawyer Dieters, and Grady Bussing, Frankfurt's Wyatt Keller and Brock Armstrong, as well as Coach Nick Anderson of Frankfurt, and from Hanover, Levi Griffith and Linz Gavin Turk. The 39th annual 8-man All-Star Games will be Saturday, June 8th in Beloit. Sawyer Dieters of Axtell is among East All-Stars for the 51st annual Shrine Bowl game at Emporia State University, June 29th. Area athletes also include Holden Bass of Nemahal Central, Drew Petty of Wamego, Josh Grimm of Sabetha, Keegan Bynes of Concordia, Brax Fisher of Abilene, Brody Hayes of Clay Center, and Weston Langvard of Chapman, along with Coach Weston Moody of Wamego.
Wildcat fans, don't miss this Saturday's top 15 ranked matchup when your K-State women's basketball team hosts Texas at 1 p.m. in Bramlage. Tickets to see the nationally ranked Cats host the Longhorns for the last time are available for just $10 when purchased in advance. Pack Bramlage with purple on Saturday and order your $10 tickets now by visiting kstatesports.com or calling 1-800-221-CATS. Go Cats!
The black swallowtail butterfly is a frequent visitor to many of our gardens. Its black 3-inch wings and two rows of yellow spots and two red eyes make it easy to identify. These fast flyers can be seen flying close to the ground. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Planting their favorite flowers, avoiding the use of pesticides, and delaying garden cleanup until late spring can help keep them visiting your landscape. The adults nectar on flowers of milkweed, petunias, phlox, coneflowers, verbena, zinnias, and more. The caterpillar has green and black stripes with yellow spots. It eats dill, fennel, carrot leaves, and parsley. This insect overwinters on branches, dead plant stalks, and in bark crevices. So give them time to emerge from their chrysalis before removing old flower stems in spring. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Unlock 10% below MSRP on a brand new three-row 2023 Jeep Grand Cherokee L at Twin Rivers in Beatrice. The most luxurious model in its class features everything you could expect and more. Don't miss your chance at the very best value on the most awarded SUV ever. Arrange for a test drive today during the Start Something New sales event. See Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on West Court in Beatrice for complete details. Not all models or buyers will qualify. Offer ends January 31st.
Experience a performance where breaking a sweat is a celebration. Join the Marshall County Arts Cooperative and get your body moving at Let's Get Physical at the Replay Lounge Friday and Saturday, January 19th and 20th at Venue 36 in Marysville. Reserve seating and general admission tickets can be purchased online at marshallcountyarts.org and at the Marysville Chamber in Main Street office. Enjoy an incredible performance, support local artists, and ensure a future for creativity in our community. The Replay Lounge, January 19th and 20th.
KNDY.
Every farmer needs a hat, and many farm supply companies provide them all the time. But Scott's dad enjoyed getting those farm hats so much, he decided to collect them. They can now be measured in semi-loads. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
A few decades ago, Scott Legrid's dad began collecting hats here on the farm in south central Minnesota. Over time, the collection became quite large.
There's three semi-van trailers that my dad put the hats in. They're in there to keep them out of harm's way and hopefully don't let the little critters get in there.
Those hats are boxed, counted, and categorized. It was part of the process to certify the number by Guinness Book.
This is still the world's largest hat collection. Over 109,000, I would guess, about 115,000 if I had a taken guess.
His father loved collecting hats, yet Scott says there's something a bit ironic about the collection.
It wasn't a big hat wear. He wore a couple weeks in the spring for planting, and then a couple weeks in the fall when we harvested to keep the sun out of his eyes, of course. And that was it. That's kind of funny.
But Scott, on the other hand, does wear hats, and I ask if he just goes to the collection and picks his favorite one to wear each day.
No, that's kind of a sacred off limits, you know, stay behind the barrier type of deal. I get my own hats from different places and stuff.
Scott enjoys seeing the hats he has on display throughout his home, but there are so many that never see the light of day. That has led him to seek a place that might want to take over the collection and display them. Perhaps you know of a museum or facility out there that would be a perfect place to help share the story of agriculture and more through these hats. If so, get in touch with Scott. This is a piece of his family's story that he wants to share.
My dad was my best friend, and I'm proud for what he reached for his goals, and kind of fun to reminisce about it. It reminds me of my dad.
You can see the TV version of this story by following American Countryside on Facebook and YouTube. Traveling the Countryside near Frost, Minnesota. I'm Andrew McCray.
We will hear the trumpet song.
Estate and Auction, your farm and home marketing team since 1976. It started with...
Hey, yay! Hey, yay! Hire a professional you can trust.
That was Tom several years ago. He's been with the family business for over 20 years and sells real estate and auctions regularly in Kansas and Nebraska. He works with...
This is Rob, the other son. I'm your contact and the one who plans and organizes marketing and selling your home, land, or personal property.
Rob specializes in home and acreage sales throughout Marshall and the surrounding area. Tom and Rob are joined by brother-in-law Tom Kirkland, who specializes in real estate in Marysville. But it all started with...
Hello, folks. This is Tim Olmstead.
For over 40 years, people have trusted and relied on the Olmstead family. Together, they have more experience than any other real estate and auction team in the area. Put their experience to work for you. Call Tim, Tom, and Rob at 353-2210.
Trees provide a lot of benefits, but they're also a critical source of food and shelter for pollinators. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Native trees are what bees and butterflies prefer as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
talk about planting for pollinators, we often think about native wildflowers. But trees are just as important. Nationwide, the top trees for pollinators are oak, cherry, plum, willow, birch, poplar, cottonwood, crabapple, maple, alder, and hickory. Debbie Flegel is the program manager for Trees Forever in Illinois. She says the oak tree is king.
Oak supports caterpillars of 534 different species of butterflies and moths. So oaks are the quintessential wildlife plant. I just read an article recently that oak forests support nearly as many different species as tropical rainforests.
Basswood and linden trees, also known as bee trees, have fragrant blossoms. Basswood honey is one of the most prized types of honey. Willow trees support some of the showiest butterflies and moths. Flegel says flowering shrubs, such as the wild plum, provide a nectar and pollen party for bees, flies, and beetles. Flegel says we've all seen monarch butterflies on a bright sunny day, but have you ever wondered where they go when it rains?
We don't think about things like that. Pollinators have to have shelter, whether it's the bark of a hickory tree or it could be a brush pile that you leave at the edge of your garden or the edge of your yard, edge of your farm, where you have gathered up all the sticks, you just leave it in a brush pile. They need shelter, place to get in out of the elements, as well as a place to hide from predators.
Pollinators need food from early spring through late fall. Native trees can provide early sources of pollen when few other plants are flowering. You'll find more information on the best trees for pollinators at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
KNDY.
An Arkansas ag researcher explains how farm policy helps farmers manage risk. Today on Farm to Fork.
With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farm incentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com.
The federal farm program's big safety net for farmers these days is subsidized crop insurance. And while critics tend to focus on that, a researcher at the University of Arkansas suggests it's a good public investment. Andrew Anderson says farm programs many years ago involved a lot of crop price supports, but that's pretty much gone now.
I think over the last 50 years, farm policy has evolved in an attempt to improve that so that we're not driving overproduction and then we have to put production limits, right? At this point, it's doing a pretty good job. I don't know that it's possible to completely remove the distortionary effects of farm policy, but that's the goal.
Anderson is an assistant professor of ag economics and agribusiness at the University of Arkansas. Modern farm programs that include crop insurance subsidies, he says, are a good thing.
What that does is it brings stability and farmers can make informed decisions that are optimal and that don't distort the market. So that's an excellent way in which we can bring stability to agricultural markets and everyone benefits.
I'll have Anderson back tomorrow to tell how everyone benefits from the federal farm program. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
USDA's report on Friday is a big one. Good Wednesday. I'm Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here through the Mid-America Ag Network.
The United States Department of Agriculture will release the final production numbers for the 2023 crop season this Friday, January 12th. Joe Vaklovic, founder and president of Standard Grain, says Friday's crop production report is a very important one.
Big report on Friday. This January report, it's a market mover, has been historically. I know a lot of people are looking at the South American production numbers, and those are important. They will change. I don't think that's going to be what moves the market, though. If you see a surprise in the report, it's going to be something on the U.S. side. I don't know which way, but if there is a surprise, it's going to be in one of those items. We know the Brazilian soybean numbers coming down. That's going to be old news by the time it's printed.
When speaking with him, he gave us some expectations going into this Friday's report.
I can make an argument for a higher corn demand number. Reason being is ethanol. The pace of U.S. ethanol production is running 5 or 6% ahead of where we were last year. Yet USDA, I think, is projecting we're only going to be less than 3% better than last year. So an extra 2%, you're talking north of 100 million bushels of extra demand. If we can keep this pace going, don't be shocked if you saw maybe that in the corn demand side, which would be a positive, maybe not a big market mover, but it would be something.
The crop production report comes out this Friday at noon Central Time. The United States Department of Agriculture will also issue its grain stocks and winter wheat and canola seedings reports. Vaklovic says the commodity markets are paying attention to a couple of key factors influencing price movement. There are two main things traders are watching, including Brazil weather and maybe lack of demand. And he says the demand drop-off begins with China. U.S. bean prices have come down to be more competitive, but the story is different in the corn markets. Brazil's weather and crop conditions have made a big influence on the market since late last year. Once again, that was Joe Vaklovic of Standard Grain, founder and CEO. And I'm Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here on this Wednesday afternoon, right here through the Mid-America Ag Network.
Hey, Shocker fans, get ready to stripe out the roundhouse for a marquee matchup against the Memphis Tigers on Sunday, January 14th at noon. The first 7,500 fans will receive a free t-shirt presented by Koch Industries. Fans will also get to enjoy a very special halftime performance from Rolla Bola. And listen to this offer for all college students. Present your college ID at the Shocker ticket office and receive free admission to the game. Get your tickets for this big-time matchup now at goshockers.com/tickets or call 316-978-FANS.
If you're buying or selling real estate, needing an appraisal, or wanting to have an auction, it's time for you to call Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. With over 90 years of combined experience, their licensed staff is eager to help in any way. Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas, 620-532-1887. And when you're ready for that auction and need to sell those tractors, trailers, combines, trucks, or construction equipment for top dollar, look no further than Amber Waves Auction. Amber Waves Auction and Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. Online.
Midwest Land and Home will hold a land auction Friday, January 12th, 10 a.m. at the Beatty Community Center. Up for auction will be 320 acres of quality Marshall County land sold in two tracts. Both tracts are prime cropland known for production year in and year out with exceptional recreational opportunities and a small portion of CRP. Tracts are located 2 miles north of Beatty on Granite Road. Excellent opportunity for the avid hunter as the area is known for producing trophy white-tailed deer and other wildlife. All Midwest Land and Home auctions offer a state-of-the-art online bidding platform. Online bids open Friday, December 29th, and deadline to register to be an online bidder is 12 p.m. Wednesday, January 10th. For information or to view this exceptional property, go to MidwestLandAndHome.com or contact listing broker Jeff Denkenbring at 785-562-8386. When you want the best, trust Midwest.
The kids are at home driving you crazy, so they might as well help on the farm, right? There are resources to help you decide if that's a good idea on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Run a farm, and one of them also works in town. They have school-age kids trying to navigate online learning, and maybe there's even a toddler or a baby that needs constant care. When schools, childcare centers, and youth activities are canceled, the kids are probably bored out of their minds. It may be very tempting to have them helping with the farm work, but this also increases their exposure to hazards and injuries if the job isn't appropriate for them. Scott Heiberger is the communications manager for the National Farm Medicine Center. He says they want to help by offering resources for farm parents trying to protect their kids while navigating these lifestyle changes.
It's easy for us to say, hey, keep that very young child out of the work site, at least during your most hazardous work. But we're kind of in that situation where all we can do is kind of be supportive and try to offer up these resources and make them as accessible as possible online. Ag Youth Work Guidelines, which can help parents assign jobs to kids based on their developmental ability and as well as their age. Some homeschooling links that are pretty handy for parents trying to balance those duties at home.
Heiberger says to find these resources, Google the National Farm Medicine Center.
Some of these COVID resources are right on the homepage, easily seen. Then there's a drop-down tab where you can go to the National Children's Center, and that's where we've got the rest of the concentration of resources, again, for like assigning jobs, for keeping kids out of the work site, ideas on physical barriers, safe play area type situations.
I'm Jody Hinke. You'll find many helpful online resources for farm parents now and even when there is no pandemic at agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
USDA's report on Friday is a big one. Good Wednesday. I'm Seb Speck with your latest agricultural news here through the Mid-America Ag Network. The United States Department of Agriculture will release the final production numbers for the 2023 crop season this Friday, January 12th. Joe Vaklevic, founder and president of Standard Grain, says Friday's crop production report is a very important one.
Big report on Friday. This January report, it's a market mover, has been historically. I know a lot of people are looking at the South American production numbers, and those are important. They will change. I don't think that's going to be what moves the market, though. If you see a surprise in the report, it's going to be something on the U.S. side. I don't know which way, but if there is a surprise, it's going to be in one of those items. We know the Brazilian soybean numbers coming down. That's going to be old news by the time it's printed.
When speaking with him, he gave us some expectations going into this Friday's report.
I can make an argument for a higher corn demand number. Reason being is ethanol. The pace of U.S. ethanol production is running 5 or 6% ahead of where we were last year. Yet USDA, I think, is projecting we're only going to be less than 3% better than last year. So an extra 2%, you're talking north of 100 million bushels of extra demand. If we can keep this pace going, I'm going to be shocked if you saw maybe that in the corn demand side, which would be a positive, maybe not a big market mover, but it would be something.
The crop production report comes out this Friday at noon Central Time. The United States Department of Agriculture will also issue its grain stocks and winter wheat and canola seedings reports. Vaklevic says the commodity markets are paying attention to a couple of key factors influencing price movement. There are two main things traders are watching, including Brazil weather and maybe lack of demand. And he says the demand drop-off begins with China. U.S. bean prices have come down to be more competitive, but the story is different in the corn markets. Brazil's weather and crop conditions have made a big influence on the market since late last year. Once again, that was Joe Vaklevic of Standard Grain, founder and CEO. And I'm Seb Speck with your latest agricultural news here on this Wednesday afternoon, right here through the Mid-America Ag Network.
Hey, Shocker fans, get ready to stripe out the roundhouse for a marquee matchup against the Memphis Tigers on Sunday, January 14th at noon. The first 7,500 fans will receive a free t-shirt presented by Koch Industries. Fans will also get to enjoy a very special halftime performance from Rolla Bola. And listen to this offer for all college students. Present your college ID at the Shocker ticket office and receive free admission to the game. Get your tickets for this big-time matchup now at goshockers.com/tickets or call 316-978-FANS.
If you're buying or selling real estate, needing an appraisal, or wanting to have an auction, it's time for you to call Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. With over 90 years of combined experience, their licensed staff is eager to help in any way. Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas, 620-532-1887. And when you're ready for that auction and need to sell those tractors, trailers, combines, trucks, or construction equipment for top dollar, look no further than Amber Waves Auction. Amber Waves Auction and Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a new 2024 Chevy Silverado 3500 HD. It's an LTZ package with a 6.6 Duramax. They have a new 2024 Silverado 1500 High Country Edition, $6,000 under list price, and a 2024 Silverado 1500 model work truck at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Winter kill can be a concern for many crop producers when the temperatures drop significantly. K-State crop breeder Mike Stom discusses what makes a winter canola plant most prepared to survive cold temperatures and how people can test if their plant is still alive. He says how established the crop should be to have its best chance.
So when you plant the crop on time, that allows enough plant development that you'll hopefully survive the winter. So what we typically say is canola needs anywhere from 6 to 10 true leaves and then approximately a foot or so of top growth. So that biomass makes the plant more robust to the colder temperatures. You know, we talk about having a solid root established. We talk about having a root diameter of approximately a half inch or so. Just having that robustness to the plant allows it to withstand some of the colder temperatures that we often get here in the Central Plains.
Stom reviews what helps canola prepare for frigid weather.
Plants, like people and animals, have to adapt to the cold. And so canola must go through a kind of a hardening process. It must develop winter hardiness in order for it to survive. And so what we typically see in the fall is, you know, temperatures gradually cool down. And so we have temperatures, you know, around the freezing mark, and that allows canola to harden off.
There is a way to see if the canola plant is still viable, and he explains how.
Really, the best thing to do is to just pull some of the plants out of the ground and then to squeeze the root and the crown to see if it's firm and green. You know, as long as that crown is not real mushy and weak, if it has a firmness to it, if it has some turgidity that we call it, then we know that those plants are still alive. And a grower can do this throughout the winter whenever they're concerned about their crop. Because we're going to see some natural leaf dieback. The crop's going to turn colors. You may think it's dead by just driving by the road because of all the brown leaves or the red leaves, purple leaves, whatever you see out in the field. You may think it's going backwards. That really may not be the case. You got to get out and walk in the field and pull some of the plants up to examine them to see if they really are brown and dead and dying. So yeah, that's just kind of a rule of thumb. Walk out in the field, pull some plants, and take a look at them.
That was K-State canola breeder Mike Stom on how to examine the crop for winter kill. Learn more by reading the article After a Better Start in 2023, What Factors Influence the Survival of Winter Canola. You can read it at eupdate.agronomy.ksu.edu. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
At Kramer Oil, safety always comes first. We're here to keep your home and shop warm with reliable propane delivery, which is why with your first fill-up, we perform a complimentary leak check. Your safety is our top priority, so you can rest easy knowing we've got you covered. And we're not just about safety, we're about convenience too. Need propane when you want it at a fair price? Call or text us today at 785-562-2466. We're here to serve you.
Prices for new vehicles may be more affordable than you thought, and your new car or truck is waiting at Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Beatrice. Go online and see their selection, or stop by the lot on West Court in Beatrice with hundreds of new and used vehicles in all price ranges. Put their finance team to work getting you into a new ride today. Check out incentives for new car or trucks now, and let them evaluate your trade-in. Stop by soon, Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Beatrice. Online at twinriv.com.
You've worked hard your whole life, but it can only take a minute for investment fraud to rob you of your nest egg. Americans lose billions to investment scams every year. Do you know the warning signs of fraud? SmartInvestKS.com is here to help educate Kansans on how to identify and avoid investment fraud. Don't wait until it's too late. Visit SmartInvestKS.com. SmartInvestKS.com. This ad is sponsored by the Kansas Insurance Department and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
KNDY. Kansas' original country station, touching eight decades, 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Frank.